My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry. In this episode, we talk about New Year's resolutions.
We discuss the Gia Gunn drama.
And we found out what made me say this. I could not believe she said it. I was so shocked. Jiggly was still crying. Aja was being Aja. And we found out what made Monet say
the Gia Gunn is a fucking monster.
Oh my God, guys, if you want to become a true sibling, you can support us on our Patreon. It will help us make better content. Y'all always talk about how our sound quality is kind of crunchy. Y'all see our crunchy ass green screens. We are trying to get some Trixie and Katya level professionalism up in this bitch.
Professional.
So if you guys go to our Patreon and if you guys give, then our content will just get, it'll become a higher and higher quality each time. When I type it in, SiblingRivalryPodcast.com. Jesus, get off your phone.
Why can't you type it?
Because their cords are in the way.
Podcast.com. All right. Oh, look at our, oh my God, look at our website. We had a website.
I hate you.
Work.
Go to SiblingRivalryPodcast.com and click on support. You can click on our Patreon. It really helps.
Patron.
It's Patreon. But Brooklyn educated ass. So guys, now there are different levels. For $1, you can be a stranger. And by the way, Money is seeing all this for the first time ever. For $1, you can be a stranger, and by joining us $1, you will basically get our gratitude. For $5, you can become a cousin.
A cousin.
You're not quite a sibling, but we are related. You have access to our locked feed. You see exclusive content and behind the scenes footage, and you can support the continuation of Sibling Rivalry. And for $10 a month, you will be a sibling. You are one of our official siblings. You have access to our locked feed. You see exclusive content, behind-the-scenes footage, and you can support the continuation of Sibling Rivalry.
And for $15, I will video some of my hookups.
We really?
Yeah.
What part? Like when they walk in the door?
When they walk in the door, so you can see them.
But we, when Monet,
I'll blur the faces out. That's shady.
When Monet and I hang out, we do record ourselves sometimes. If you guys check, we already have from the time we went down to Monet's show at.
Oh yeah, at Hardware.
So we do have footage of us hanging out. Therapy. We do have footage of us hanging out and kicking and stuff. So please go to SiblingRivalryPodcast.com. Click on support. It would really help us out a lot. And maybe next time we won't be sitting in Monet's living room with the
I just realized I was on
with the ceiling fan clicking the whole time.
Oh my God, you think that's all that's gonna be in the video?
Well, listen.
Work. I don't think they picked it up.
Honey.
Oh my God. Hi, Bob.
It's about to be Christmas. It is currently Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve.
It is currently a few days away from Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa is the 26th.
The 26th to the 1st.
Uh-huh.
Hanukkah been done past.
It did. She was like the first. Do you know Hanukkah moves around? Like Hanukkah can be as early as the ending of November to as late as like when Kwanzaa starts.
So Jews are shifty. Is that what you're trying to say?
Cracker, you heard that? I'm not saying she's anti-Semitic, but.
L'chaim. Listen, I would like to start by saying it's good to see you. We both just came back from our respective tours.
Yes! Except mine is still going on. Well, yours is still going on, too.
We have one more show in Boston.
We have four more the day after Christmas.
Where was your last show?
Our last show was in Austin, Texas, and I had the best trade in Austin.
Let me try it now. You know Austin has the best trade in the world.
I told you that. They were great.
I told you, Austin has the best trade, the sexiest guys.
Yeah, it's weird. Why Austin?
Live in Austin, and they know how to have sex.
Yes. Okay. So the first guy came over, and so when I get trade on the docket, I schedule two or three just in case one flicks out. You know what I mean?
That's too much.
No, it's not.
Overachieving fish.
So the first guy came over and it was great. He was hot. We had a great time.
Can you describe some of his physical attributes?
He was taller than me. You know, I like tall.
Also, Monet likes to say on stage she's 6'2". Monet is 5'10".
I'm not 5'10".
5'11".
I'm 5'11" and three quarters. Actually, I'm 5'10 and three quarters. Anyway. Oh, wait, so I am God damn it. So he's all of it. So he was about 6'1, 6'2, and he works in the he used to be in the military, but he's out the military, so now he does IT.
I said physical attributes. I don't even know his job and his kids. He doesn't have kids.
He does for a living. He was tall.
He had a nice body.
He had a great dick. Oh, so here's it. Okay, this is TMI. But this is what sealed the deal for me, bitch. She texted me a video of her jerking off, and at the top of the video, he spit on the dick. I was like, come over. I don't need any more information. That's fucking hot. Get over. Girl, I was like, yes!
And you were ready to soak it up. Oh, girl.
I bet y'all sure did. And he was great, and he was everything. And then after that,
I feel like you living your life as a bottom is a new thing. I feel like when I met you, you were like not the bottom queen. And now you're like,
really? Well, that is me. I didn't bottom for him. He actually bottomed for me. Oh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we did that, and then that whole experience happened, and then we...
Oh, so you were leaning on my
leg. Your bad knee. If y'all don't know, Bob has literally... there is a video of Bob performing Legally Black in San Francisco, and Bob is doing the choreo. Bob has had bad knees for the past 3-4 years, and in the mid-number, your knee gives out on you, and your face tells the story, girl. It's my friend. I can't find... We need to find this video and post it on my Twitter. And then so after he left, then another guy, he was like, hey, are we still on? And I was like, ugh, I guess. And then he came over and he was really hot too. And he had like, he's this white dude, tall with curly hair. It was really cute. And he was everything.
Who was cuter?
The second guy.
Work.
Well, the first guy was great too.
Work.
Yeah, Austin's a great trade. I didn't
have one bad trade story in Austin one time.
Why? Oh, how?
Yeah, this guy, he was like really, he kept like grabbing me. But when he would grab me, he would like do like this and like squeak. Exactly. Oh. And then you guys don't see what I'm doing is like grabbing someone's leg. But when you grab the extra meat and you squeeze it really hard, he was like pinching me lot. He was like really.
Did he think that he was being like.
I think so. But he was hurting me.
Oh, well, did you express your hurt?
Yeah, I said, ouch.
Yeah, I said ouch. And what did he do? Maybe he was into like BDSM stuff.
Yeah, ouch is my safe word.
Maybe he was like a BDSM. He was like, oh, maybe he's like into it.
No, my safe word is no matter what I say, please continue to hurt me.
I was about to say, do you have a safe word? I've never been in an experience where I had to have a safe word.
No, I don't really engage in activity that would require a safe word.
Could you see yourself engaging in that kind of activity?
Yeah, for sure. If my partner, Jacob...
Hi Jacob. I saw Jacob in anyway.
You know Jacob's parents listen to this podcast.
What? No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Work.
Hello, Ritzes.
Do I do that really?
Yeah.
That's so awkward.
Yeah. Rose and Dean listen to the podcast.
I cannot work.
So shout out to the Ritzes. But I feel like if. Jacob wanted to engage in activity that required a safe word, then I would be down for it.
Can I just say, I've known you for a very long time now, going on 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. And you, just seeing you in this lovely relationship, it makes me so happy. It's so beautiful.
Well, that's amazing.
What?
Jacob comes to town tomorrow.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Why are you changing the topic?
Jacob Ritz is coming to town.
Why are you changing the topic, Bob?
I'm still talking about Jacob.
Bob is very shy of tender emotions.
I'm not a romantic.
You're not. Bob hates all my tender emotions, tender feelings. And I just want to express to you, I think it's very beautiful.
No, I'm not pretending with you. We smiled a lot today when we saw each other.
It makes me so happy. I called
you crying one time.
You did.
I'm not a romantic. You know I'm not a romantic.
Well, I think it's beautiful. And you guys are such a cute couple. And you guys are very lovely. And you guys clearly care about each other a lot. And it's so beautiful because I think that you're so deserving of love because the lovely person that you are, Roberta.
Thank you. I just want to point out that before I was dating Jacob, people did love me.
You know what? Oh, my God. I can't. You're so extra.
But anyway, long story short, I've never needed a safe word, but if I'm not shy to engaging in activity that would require safe words.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. I mean, I do like to get rough in sex. Like I'm very that girl, but I don't think I would. I'm forward, bitch. I'm built tough. What's up?
I do have a safe word picked out though.
Do you? Yeah. Can you share it with us?
Yeah, it's rutabaga.
Why?
Because your safe word should be a word that cannot be confused for any other word, and it's a word that should not come up at any point during sex for any reason.
I think my safe word would be Helsinki.
Helsinki, which is where I was last.
Right. Maybe that's why it's in my brain.
Go to Helsinki.
Could you imagine? Helsinki!
Which if you were in Helsinki, it would see, that's why that wouldn't work.
Okay, rutabaga, if you had dinner earlier. What was the rutabaga?
When's the last time you ate a rutabaga? Lie. Make a lie. Go ahead and lie, Monet.
No, I'm not lying. I was in Austin. You know Austin, all like keeping stuff weird. I had a rutabaga salad.
I keep forgetting there's no cameras to look at right now. I was looking at camera too.
I had a rutabaga salad in Austin.
Anyways, our last show was in Helsinki, and it was a pretty fun show. I'm gonna give you some real tea.
Ooh.
The last show, there was like, it was like a snowstorm or something, and we heard our first show was sold out, but our second show was not. And even though the first show was sold out, like a third of the audience just didn't show up.
Gag.
It is a gag. When you walk out and you're like, oh my God, where is the audience?
So that means Eureka felt right at home.
Oh my God. Eureka's like, it's packed. it was crazy to perform for like a two-thirds sold audience. Well, it was sold, but a two-thirds filled audience.
Because of a snowstorm. Here's the thing. Okay. So people in the world listening to our podcast, whether you're in Europe or in South America or in Australia, I think as Americans generally, or maybe just myself, I'm ignorant to geography of other... Excuse me, I just burped. Get back up.
Oh, God. Some comments came out of her mouth.
Austin.
Oh, Austin came back. They're really making salad with that ranch.
I'm like a little ignorant to the geography of other places. Like when I was in the UK, like I was like Baba Shook that it was cold and snowy. I was like, it gets cold and snowy.
Yeah, it gets cold in hell. Cold in Helsinki. Helsinki is the capital of Finland. And Finland is in Scandinavia.
Where is Scandinavia in proximity to Europe, to the UK? So it's like, so it's east and north?
Yeah. Helsinki is about an hour ferry from Russia.
Oh, so it gets fucking cold.
Yeah, it gets pretty cold, yeah.
Like, muffs, like Siberian.
It was cold. It was very cold. I mean, I've experienced colder in New York City before, but it was definitely cold.
Do you remember that summer, though, that winter in New York City when it was like literally... Do you remember that winter in New York City when it was literally like...
Oh, the coldest winter.
Like 2 degrees, like literally 2 degrees.
I remember the one where it was negative 16.
Negative 16. Yeah, that's what has to be wind chill. You can't. That's not a real.
Maybe it was a wind chill mist thing.
I'm about to say that's not how that works. I'm not in fucking Alaska.
But there's a picture of me if you go to my Facebook where I'm wearing just like a little mask, like one of those burglar masks.
Work
with a full face. I had to like go to work, take the train, in full face, but just like my little eyes cut out with like my makeup in it.
What Bob is not telling you is that he immediately robbed the bank after.
Give me all your money. Thank you so much. If you enjoy the show, my name is Bobby Drag Queen. If you didn't enjoy this, Robin, I'm on the exchange. We should do a whole episode about trope jokes that drag queens tell.
Trope jokes?
Yeah, like jokes that every drag queen tells. Like, if you enjoy the show, my name is Bob. If you hated it, my name is Money Exchange.
You're right. Oh, they love that. But I think only works.
Keep drinking. The more you drink, the more we look like women.
Yeah. I stopped that like my first year of drag.
Yeah, I don't tell the joke anymore. I don't tell the if you hated it, I'm so and so. I don't do that one anymore.
I only do it when I know it's a crowd that is very.
That doesn't deserve good stuff.
That is very specific. Like, so, like that would be very funny for a heavily sibling rivalry attended audience because they love our banter and the way that we talk to each other.
Have you had any? Did you guys have any interesting experiences on Drag Queen Christmas?
We have had some very interesting experiences on a Drag Queen Xmas
or with fans or anything like that.
I'm trying to think.
I can tell you one of mine. What you think? We met the Queen of Norway, the Princess of Norway.
Oh, we get it. All of y'all tweeted about it. Okay, whatever.
Okay, only Asia tweeted about it.
No, and Eureka says something on her Instagram Live. Like, well, I get it.
They are royalty dick riding pigs. I was fine just at my little moment with Martha.
Her name was Martha?
Her name was Martha. I said, hi, pleasure to meet you. I'm Bob. She goes, my name is Martha. Martha. And I said, oh, like Martha. She goes, yeah, the Americans would say Martha. I said, my mom's name is Martha. And we had a little bonding experience over there. And her little kid, I don't think she watched Drag Race. I think her kids were watching.
Okay, so they came to the show?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay, how do you feel about this? So at a lot of the shows on the Drag Queen Christmas, there are lots of young kids that come. I mean, like, literally last night in Austin, there was a six-year-old. And me and Cracker are on stage, and I'm like, pussy, dick. Oh, we gotta fist that hole and come her. Like, it's like, and then like, mid-show, you go into the audience, you're like, oh, they're literally six-year-old children here.
Well, when I did my tour in Canada, I had Kennedy, who assists me on the road sometimes. Shout out to Kennedy. Kennedy Warner. Davenport? Shout out Kennedy Warner.
Okay, I'm going to say Davenport. She's assisting now work.
Yeah, yes. Kennedy Davenport is my assistant on the road.
I wish you can keep... She's good because she can keep both one eye on you, one eye on the...
Yeah, one eye on the money. So, shit. Anyway, and you know, when kids go to the meet and greet, then she just goes to the parents and say, just so you know, this is a very adult. I mean, the show is PG-13.
Your show is rated R.
No, it's not rated R.
Bob, I have heard you talk, and I just audio.
Okay,
Bob,
you talk about don't make an R rating.
No, it was
violence
about
violence and gratuitous
sexual. Bob, you in your stand-up, you make jokes about sucking dick like you're eating hot wings. That is rated R content, Miss Thing.
Don't try to use my Miss Thing on me, Miss Thing.
That is rated R.
But I didn't make any jokes about sucking dick like hot wings in my last show, and there's none of that in Crazy Black Lady. Coming to a town near you, probably not. We will be coming to Saskatoon soon. Anyway,
Saskatoon,
which is in Canada, honey. But she goes, hey, just so you know, this show has, and then the parents are like, they want to see it. So that's what's popping.
Work. Yeah, I always feel a little awkward. I'm like, but I think, this happened. So we did our Christmas tour, and we did a stop in L.A. And the venue in L.A. they allowed us to have like all of these like pyrotechnics and this and that and the other.
Hey, I heard about this. Is there a video of this?
I'm sure there is. So I mean, we had like little like fog things before, but I mean, they had fire, they had all these things, and then during the show, like the production got really trigger happy, and it's like fire. But, like Thorgy is literally playing Silent Night. It was the craziest thing, girl. I was like, I wish Bob was here because you got a tickle out of it.
Well, we had a snow machine, like an actual snow machine that comes down.
Oh, work.
And it went off while Sharon Needles sang the song Snow Machine. Sharon Needles has a song called Snow Machine. We're going to bump it to the left like a snow machine. It's about cocaine.
Oh, got it.
So at one point in one of the towns, bitch, it was like a fucking... a blizzard. I mean, she was like, soon she goes, snow machine. It did not come down and trickled. It just started just falling from the ceiling. Non-stop snow. And Sharon's like, snow machine. We started making jokes where she just says, like, too much snow machine. Please kill the snow machine.
Oh, my God. That's what I saw. I saw a picture of you and Sharon in a meet and greet together. I was like, after doing one meet and greet with Sharon Needles, I will never do one with her again. And I saw that. I was like, Bob must have lived his life.
Okay, I started liking doing the meet and greet with Sharon.
Why?
Well, if you just say in the beginning, Sharon, you know you be talking a lot. And then she'll be like, well, I want to get out of here quick, too. And then we kind of just do this thing where, and she's really, Sharon is really funny.
Oh, I agree. Sharon is very funny.
Sharon does not brand herself as a comedy queen because I think she enjoys the spook factor.
Yeah.
But you guys don't get it. Sharon Needles is really fucking funny.
She also wrote a lot of Trinity's jokes for Caitlyn Jenner.
I heard. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that is the real gag. So I heard about how episode three of All Stars 4 fully leaked, but I turned out how it leaked.
How?
They put it up on WoW Presents Plus.
Yeah.
It was World of Wonder. Bitch, they put it up for like 12 minutes, which is enough time.
Oh, girl. Literally.
These crazy ass
fans. Bitch, I have it on my phone, the whole episode.
That is crazy. Well, we'll talk about it officially in a week. But
no, we can talk about it now, the fans. I mean, the thing is,
if you guys look at, if you guys go out and look at Snatch Game from Battle of the Seasons, Sharon Needles does Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, and Sharon Needles is just so fucking funny.
Well, you know, my thing with doing a Caitlyn Jenner thing, and now we all know that Gia Gunn is a fucking monster. I was like, if they put, because Caitlyn Jenner is a trans character and Gia Gunn is allegedly this trans activist now.
Allegedly.
Facts are facts, America.
America! Can I just say this? Something about Monique's voice, I don't like her voice.
Ty, Audra's boyfriend, pointed out to me. He was like, listen to the episode. She just goes, ah! Ah! Oh, and I was like, oh my God, she does. Like, every 5 minutes, just, this ah! Like,
oh, America! Oh, America! Oh. I'm like, I just don't like her voice.
I love Monique's voice. I think it's funny.
I like her singing voice. She has a great voice.
Oh, great.
But her speaking voice is unbearable. It's not pleasant to hear.
Bob, that is not...
I said what I said.
So you think that you just fucking Lou Rawls over here? People want to hear your fucking raspy ass.
James Earl Jones, the house down boots. I have a very soothing voice.
Simba.
My voice is very soothing.
Everything the light touches is yours.
One day. I think my voice is soothing.
I can't, it's one of those things. I can't tell if you're trying to be funny.
What do you already say? Let me read this pack. This makeup packet. You ready?
No, read. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Right, here we go. Ingredients: water. All right, let me do it in my normal voice. This is my normal voice.
Ew.
Neutrogena makeup remover cleansing towelettes. Gentle ultra soft cloths offer you superior cleansing and makeup removal at your fingertips. That's my normal voice.
Okay, now I'm gonna read that same thing. Let me show you how it's
but
done.
But don't try to do it like I could put on a voice too.
Okay, no, but bitch, put on a voice. This is acting, honey. It's acting, honey.
Should I put on like a man?
Whatever
voice?
Your
men's voice. Neutrogena makeup removing cleansing towelettes. Gentle, ultra soft cloths offer you superior cleansing and makeup removal at your fingertips. All right, let's see your regular voice.
Which one do you do?
Read your regular Kevin Requiem for a Dream voice.
Gentle ultra soft cloths offer you superior cleansing and makeup removal at your fingertips.
All right, now you're getting the roll.
Hey. Yeah. You fool. You better shut your mouth right now. I'm so bad. Okay. Gentle, ultra soft cloths offer you a superior cleansing and makeup removal at your fingertips.
Now you have a great voice.
Use daily for clean, fresh, makeup free skin in one easy step.
I mean, you have a really great your voice is better than mine, but also this does not negate the fact that I don't like Monique's voice. I don't like the way her voice sounds. I just don't like the way it sounds.
Okay, we have some discussion topics.
All right, so we're going to talk about I'm going to talk about the holiday season, and by the holiday season, what do you consider the
holiday season? Itty bitty piggy, you know what I'm talking about?
No, what is that?
That's the Mickey. I was on the plane. That's how it starts. Holiday season. That's holidays to produce. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I was on the plane with Dwayne. Oh, my God. You can call me Nikki or go to hell, man. Listen to the baddest in the street.
Okay, Bob.
Excuse me, honey, but the baddest in my lane. When you was in New York,
you was fucking the Yankee.
I was fucking with Bass. I was
pitching to Frankie.
These bitches so cranky. Get in my hanky.
I'm cold. Get in my blankie.
Flying in the air.
Okay.
Shout out to Nikki. What were you saying today? Nikki does have the best lyrics.
Oh, her lyrics are great. And Cardi B is a great artist, but Nikki is a great lyricist.
I love saying the things that Cardi says.
Because they're ridiculous.
I need a baby. I got a baby. I need some money. I need cheese for my eggs. But the idea of the lyrics being, I got a baby. I need some money.
Whereas you have Nikki being like, I killed the queen, the Alexander McQueen.
I came up in it a little bit self-centered, but did I kill the queen?
The Alexander McQueen got the wrist on glow, the barbers on poke, got the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yo. The fuck I look like, bitch, I run this town. I ain't coming out for less than 100,000.
Man, last time I checked, I was
bubbling now.
Got a turn down shows
out of Dublin now?
Wait, hold on. Maybe they ain't getting that there. They could level 100 horses when I
switch that gear.
Then I swerve on a sort of like
a bitch that there.
Then I push a little button. No, look, sit
back. Like, that is brilliant.
She's amazing.
It's brilliant.
She's amazing.
That was Hello, Good Morning. From
it's the remix of Hello Good Morning.
Oh, the remix.
Yeah, the remix of Hello
Good Morning. So good.
But we're gonna talk about how did we get on that discussion?
I don't know.
We're gonna talk about the Yuletide season. What do you consider the Yuletide season? I think it's all the Yuletide holidays, Christmas.
I'm about to say, I don't know what the fuck a Yuletide is.
The Yuletide is like this time of year.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Then what is a Yuletide? Where the fuck the log come from?
It's a Yule log, not a Yuletide log. It's a Yule log.
I don't think that's right.
It's called a Yule log, not a Yuletide log.
Well, oh, okay.
This is not up for debate. I'm telling you right now, it is called a Yule log.
Okay, you don't have to look it up. I agree. I believe you.
Oh my Anyways, God. And it is, like Christmas, Kwanzaa,
Hanukkah, winter solstice,
and the New Year.
Okay, so what is winter solstice?
Winter solstice is the darkest day of the year.
But people celebrate that. It's like a holiday.
Yes, for pagans. It's a day, and it is the shortest day of the year. It's also the darkest day of the year, and it's for pagans.
But people there's like a celebration.
Yes, pagans.
Okay, so what does a winter solstice celebration look like?
Oh, I've never been to one. I also can't really tell you what a Kwanzaa celebration really looks like. I know it's like something about candles.
Wow, Bob, you have not
even... Okay, Kwanzaa is a made-up holiday.
So the fuck is Christmas. So
I
the
know.
Fuck is
not... I know.
So what? So why are you trying to bring it out?
Don't try to wow because I'm black. You don't celebrate Kwanzaa either.
I never said I did. First of all, I just said Bob is completely projected. I literally looked at him and said, wow, and he just went off on that whole thing. You were projecting your...
I'm saying,
what did you say?
See? All I said, I don't celebrate Kwanzaa. And you went, wow.
No, you said something else.
I said, I don't know about Kwanzaa. First of all, Kwanzaa is a holiday that my mom is older than Kwanzaa.
Okay, Bob, but you, listen, black African Americans are just 200 years old, bitch.
Yeah, I know.
We're still making up our traditions.
I don't fuck with Kwanzaa on that. I don't celebrate Kwanzaa.
Why not?
And you don't either, bitch. Stop acting like you do.
But
you
I am celebrate. Going to start.
But you got 2 days.
I have a Kanara.
You got to figure it out. Go get your candles.
Bitch, Kuju Jackalala, bitch.
Ukanja and Womanju and Wakanda forever. This candle represents the day that Black Panther ate the flower that made him Black Panther.
Kwanzaa is a celebration. What it is that Kwanzaa is, I interviewed this man about Kwanzaa. I really did.
Okay.
And he taught me a lot about it. And Kwanzaa, honestly, learning about it, I was like, okay, this is really dope.
I don't doubt that it's dope. I just don't participate and I'm not interested. I don't want to do Kwanzaa.
But I'm intrigued why you want to do Christmas or you want to do Kwanzaa.
Okay, I don't want to do... First of all, I don't engage in any actual Christmas celebrations besides the secular ones that are made... Which, by the way, Kwanzaa is also a fully secular holiday. But the ones that I was raised with, I was raised celebrating Christmas. I was not raised celebrating Kwanzaa.
So which raised yourself celebrating Kwanzaa now?
I don't want to fucking celebrate Kwanzaa, Monet. Jesus Christ. I barely want to celebrate Christmas. But I have the day off and everyone around me is doing shit. So I'm like, here's a gift. I participate in the bare minimums of Christmas. Sometimes, here's a gift.
I'm not a big gift giver in my life.
When have you ever seen a Christmas tree in my house? Never, not once. I don't do Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
I don't really celebrate.
Well, I think that now we are time in the world, Bob, where we should do our best, especially people with black influence, that we should do our best to maybe, you know, give Kwanzaa a little nod.
I believe in a lot of black stuff. I don't fucking want to celebrate Kwanzaa. I just don't want to. Y'all can. Look it up. I don't want to celebrate
Kwanzaa. Gotta say, my whole life, I've never met another black person who has celebrated
Kwanzaa. No one celebrates Kwanzaa except that guy you interviewed.
Every night at the Christmas store, because I do a Kwanzaa number, Cracker does a Hanukkah number, and at the show, I'll be like, does anyone celebrate Hanukkah? What the hell? Anyone celebrate Kwanzaa? Is literally always one white dude in the back, like, yeah.
Yeah, no one celebrates Kwanzaa.
That's Jacob terrible, though.
Hanukkah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Jacob's Jewish. Your boyfriend is Jewish.
Yeah.
Wow.
He looks Jewish, doesn't he?
No, I don't think he looks Jewish.
You don't think Jacob looks a little Jewy?
No, I don't think Cracker looks Jewy either.
Cracker is a J-E-W-U, honey. The nose, the hair, the eyes.
The money.
Well, hey, why would you say that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but also I grew up in Brooklyn and I've seen Jews in my life.
Oh, you talk about Hasids, honey.
Yeah. So,
but the first time I saw a Hasidic Jew, I swore to God it was what do you call those people who don't use electricity?
Amish.
Bitch, I thought they were Amish. I came here and I was like, there's an Amish person on Roosevelt Island.
Yeah, but I've seen it all my life, so it doesn't really bother me.
I had never seen
it. It was never different.
I thought, I didn't know. I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe there is.
Why are you so shocked to see an Amish person?
In the city? How you can't get to the city without touching technology.
True.
So I was like, how did you end up on Roosevelt Island of all places?
So we're talking about the Yuletide season. What are we talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about the Yuletide season. And in this moment, we're talking about what we celebrate. But I have a couple of questions for you about 2018.
Oh, but I have questions for you about 2018.
Okay, well, do you want to lead in since you have questions?
No, you go first.
Something tells you you didn't have any. What was your most memorable moment for 2018?
Oh, being on RuPaul's Drag Race. Bitch,
did you do Drag Race?
Twice!
Well, what's more memorable, being on Drag Race or being on All Stars?
I would have to say being on Drag Race initially because, you know, that's when you're thrust into the fold. Here's a reality. All Stars is great, but being on the initial show is the big thing. And I mean, All Stars, yes, people love All Stars and all that thing, but it's when you get on the initial show is like the thing like, oh my God, I am... on RuPaul's Drag Race, like, it's fierce. You know what I mean?
Yeah, being on Drag Race is crazy.
It's life-changing.
It's fucking crazy.
It's life-changing. It literally changes your entire life. What about you? What was your biggest memory of 2018?
Well, I think for me, it was doing Angels in America.
Really?
Yeah, being in, I mean, I was there for 6 months. It was so crazy for me to be in that show. It was completely different than anything I've ever done in my life.
Mm-hmm. You're also gone for so long.
Ugh. Yeah, and honestly, I really loved it. It taught me that I think what I really want in my life is to be able to make the money I make on the road, but I want to be in one spot. Mm-hmm. Like, I want a fucking Vegas show or New York City residency. Like, coming in the 6 months I have been home, less than 6 months, 5 months, I came back in July, I've done 4 tours already. That's crazy. That's too many.
Yeah.
I did Work the World. I did Club Kids Battle Roast. I did my Canada tour. And then I just finished up Christmas
Point. God, that's a lot. Same.
It's
I did 5. I got one more than you.
You have more time. But that's too. And I realized, you know, doing the Canada tour, I was like, I think a big moment for me, one of the most memorable moments for me was doing the Vogue Theater in Vancouver, Canada, because I was at the Vogue Theater, and I realized when I got there, I was like, I was just here a month and a half ago with Work the World. And I sold it out by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe I don't need to be on these big group tours. Because when I first got off Drag Race, I sold my show at the Gramercy, Suspiciously Large Woman at the Gramercy.
Which is available on
iTunes. Available on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
And iTunes. And
I bought it, you know that.
Did you really? Thank you. I bought Soak It Up on Amazon and on iTunes.
I didn't buy first verse. I just illegally downloaded it.
I believe you. But I, you know, when the promoters who came to see my show, they were like, this show is funny and it is good, but we cannot tour it right now. There's just too much going on.
Yeah.
At the time, there was Battle of the Seasons, Divas of Drag, Peter and Murray, Work the World, and I believe there's probably, Drag Queens for the Cure. There was like 5, and Drag Queens of Comedy. There were 6.
Now it's like 12 tours going on.
There's probably more now. And they were like, we just can't. They were like, we just don't think it's a good idea. So I internalized it, and I was like, I can't have my own show. I can't do what Bianca does. And then I went back to that same theater I was at with all those girls,
mm-hmm.
Aquaria, Asia, Cameron, Eureka, Kim, yeah. Violet, and Valentina, and I sold the whole thing out by myself. It was so crazy.
Well, here's my thing on the whole One Woman shows. Because here's the thing. So a lot of people are doing things and calling One Woman shows. And I feel like that does a disservice. Because everyone is... Bitch, you're not doing a One Woman show if you're doing 2 solo numbers. You know what I'm saying? I think that doing a One Woman show really separates the kids from the adults. Because that is not a cast of 9 girls who sell a theater. That is you on stage by yourself for an hour and a half, doing your thing. And that I think that that's way more remarkable. And being able to sell out a venue doing that is fucking fierce, bitch.
I think that being able to sell a show and being able to do a show are 2 completely different things. And there's a lot of girls who can't sell a show who definitely can do one.
This is true.
You know what I mean? But anyway, in 2019, I definitely want to go forward and do more solo stuff. Not that I don't like... Honestly, the group stuff is fun, but I gotta...
Yeah.
To quote Freddie Mercury, I gotta break free.
I got to... Is that Freddie Mercury?
Mm-hmm.
I want to break free.
Work. I got to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied. I don't need you. Also, by the way, to all of our siblings out there, we have to get Naomi back on the podcast.
Oh, she wants to. She wants to. On tour, she's like, oh my God, I want to do an episode again. It was really funny having her. Okay, what is one of your biggest regrets of 2018?
Ooh, my biggest regrets from 2018... I don't really think I have any regrets. America? I really don't think that I have...
I know, you're fully normal. You're getting higher and higher.
I don't think I have any regrets from 2018. I mean, I was a lot more calculated in 2018 than I have been in the past. Like, me and my management team were just going stronger and stronger. And we can announce now that Monet and I are under the same...
Yes! We're under the same representation.
I kind of want to spill some tea about your old manager. Is that against the... It's probably against the
rules. Oh, yeah, girl. Not. Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that.
You're going down, baby.
Sweet, sweet, baby.
We're not naming the management, but they lost a lot of girls last year.
They did.
You, Monique.
You cannot say Kim, all that. I'm not saying...
Sasha.
Do not stop. I cannot.
You said do not stop?
Okay. I mean, stop.
I didn't say anyone's name, but if you guys look up who left, what man they were with, then... anyway, me and Monet are the same management.
We are.
Which I'm hoping will really help us out getting our podcast
mm-hmm.
and our live tour popping.
I think so. So no regrets.
No regrets. I really don't think I have any regrets. I'm thinking really hard.
2018 was a great year for you.
It was. It really was. Do you have any regrets from 2018?
Not necessarily 2018. I mean, 2018 was a great year. And I think, here's my thing. I think if you do not leave a year regretting certain things, something is wrong. There's nothing that you don't regret from the year.
I mean, maybe there's something I would have done different, but nothing crazy. Like, yeah. I would have maybe prepared harder for certain gigs or something, but nothing like
a major
regret. Yeah, no major regrets.
Yeah, I don't think I have a major regret either. I just wish I would have just...
Oh, I do have a regret. I had to file an extension for my taxes because I wasn't able to get them done in time. I wish I didn't do that, but I got them done.
What's wrong with filing an extension? I did an extension.
It's just better to do it on time.
Why?
A stitch in time saves nine. A stitch in time is more than just a movie.
Anyway, my regrets. I don't have a regret. I mean, I don't really have a regret. I wish I would have done certain things differently and not went down certain pathways. But no regrets, really. It is what it is.
No regrets. Middle finger.
Because the truth is, no matter how shitty some situations went or how things turned out, I firmly believe this, that everything happens for a reason. And if that situation didn't happen, then something else would not have happened that I needed to. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have any holiday traditions?
No. I'm not a big... here's the thing. You probably noticed about me, too. I'm not a big holiday person. I'm not a big Thanksgiving person or Christmas person. I'm not really a big Hollywood person. I like just being in my apartment by myself. I'm a loner.
You're not going home to your family.
I am going to go see them, but I'm not
in
like...
In Brooklyn or St. Lucia?
In St. Lucia. I'm not like getting off, going to go see my family. I'm like, okay, I have to go do this, you know?
When are you going to St. Lucia?
I'm going next summer. Me and Kamika going.
But not for the holidays.
No, I'm going to Brooklyn, to see my family in Brooklyn.
Oh, you better get on the A-train.
Bitch, hell no, I'm getting an Uber, bitch. I'm on TV. I got money, honey.
Ooh, must be nice. We are sitting in one of these brand new...
I know! Okay, do you like my apartment?
It is very... there's nothing on the walls yet. There's just one picture. There's one ram head on the wall.
There's a whole wall over there of stuff. What are you talking about? The wall, as soon as you walk in, it's a wall full of shit.
Name three things on the wall.
There's a hand mirror. There are deer horns. There's a three picture...
Where's the boomerang I gave you?
They're on the wall, bitch. Go look it up. Go look it up right now. Go have your cigarette, bitch, because it's done.
Okay, I'll tell you a joke I told on the road. I would go, can you name Santa's reindeer? They would name him. I'm like, of course, Santa's most angry reindeer, the vixen. Go have your cigarette, Rudolph. Go have your cigarette, Rudolph.
Because it's done.
Do you have any... Because it is done. Do you have any... do you do New Year's resolutions?
I don't. But here's the thing. For the past couple years of my life, I feel like the universe has just been bringing me broke-ass niggas.
But I say it's like
a theme of my love life.
A band. A broke-ass nigga.
But here's the thing. And I'm not someone who... I don't mind dating someone who's not necessarily...
He's spiritually broke.
Spiritually broke?
It's not just like his pockets, Miss Thing, Miss Honey, Miss Thing. He is a broke guy not going places in his life.
You know what I mean? And I feel like that's... And I don't know what it is about me that the three or four people I've dated in my life, it's always been that. I'm like, 2019, I'm not having that.
You know, I only ever dated...
Maybe I'm attracted in my life.
There's no other answer besides you're attracting it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I have only ever dated one guy. This is the only guy I've ever dated. But I also don't think that me and Jacob have like some perfect relationship. We just don't argue a lot about anything. But also, I think it's because I found someone who's not romantic, and that makes it easy for us. But there is romance in us.
Right.
We just aren't like, you know what I mean? I
don't know how to explain it. Traditional romantics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. Last night I was thinking to myself, I was like, oh man, I really hope that, I just can't wait for Jacob to come in town.
Aww.
Oh my gosh, we're done.
Stop. Continue the thought. I promise I'm going to be ridiculous.
I was like, well, I'm really excited for Jacob to come to town, so I am excited to see him, but we are just both very practical. Like, Jacob was like, well, you know, because you know a lot of these gigs will pay to have someone fly with us. Mm-hmm. So Jacob's coming to Boston. We're going to be together for the Christmas show in Boston. Mm-hmm. But then also, I'm going to go somewhere else. And Jacob's going to... When I go to Columbus, Ohio, Jacob's going to stay in New York and like hang out with his like friends because he went to school here.
Work. See, I love that. Oh, yeah, this fucked up knee, bitch.
This bad knee, girl. My knee's bad.
So my resolution is... I'm not kind of like lightly talking to this guy on being he's a doctor. Which I'm like, see, I'm putting all this energy in.
But you can have a good job and still be spiritually
broke. This is true. But this guy seems like he has this together a little bit.
Where do you live?
He lives in New Jersey, in Wayne, New Jersey.
Well, we're done. Cut it off.
What?
No, he lives in New Jersey.
What did I say? That's literally across the bridge, bitch.
No. And close to New Jersey. Are we trying to convince you that it's not that long of a trip to get
back? I used to live in New Jersey, and I have a car, so...
And let me guess, it wasn't that long, huh? It's 10 minutes to Midtown. Folks in New Jersey love to tell you how long it takes to get to Midtown. Folks in New Jersey love to tell you, oh, it's only 30 minutes to Midtown.
Anyway,
how long did it take to Midtown from where you were?
It was not 30 minutes. I never
knew exactly how long it took to get to Midtown.
Like about an hour, but that's when I used to live in Central Jersey.
Everyone knows how long it takes to get to Midtown.
Do you?
I don't have a New Year's resolution. I don't really do New Year's resolutions, but you know what I hate more than anything?
What?
When you go on Facebook and folks be like, if I delete you, coming new January 1st, I'm going to be deleting people. So
I hate that shit.
If you want to stay on, put your name in the bottom, say something.
I hate that.
Off, and if you make the cut, good for you. It's like, fuck off.
I hate that.
I block them. I delete them. At that
or I'm going to say, you comment on this post if you want to still be my friend for the new year.
And I comment, bye. And then I unfriend them.
I'm going to do that. Let's see what you do.
Do what?
I'm going to post that on my Facebook.
Listen, I am nothing if I'm a man of my word.
Thoughts on
actually, I will say, Todrick did this thing online where he goes, these are the only people that I'm keeping. And he had this list of people that he was keeping. And then when you read through all the names at the bottom, it was like, just so you know, these are all names I made up. No one's actually on this list. I just want to see if you would read it.
Word.
That shit cracked me up so hard.
I love Todrick. He's so funny. What are your thoughts on the idea that a year can be bad? Like, do you think like a year in itself can be bad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the year Trump got elected, that felt pretty bad.
But you think
it felt bad? I was like, this does not feel good.
But that's not a reflection of the whole year. There were other great. That was a year that you. No, it wasn't your year on your season.
But you put things on scales, and if one side of the scales outweighing the other side, then that's the dominant side, and I think that was a bad year for America. America?
Now, bitch, honestly, not just for the world.
Yeah. So I think it was a bad year. I think this year is looking a lot better. I think that people come to their wits. Hashtag resign. Hashtag Trump resign. What's the hashtag? Hashtag resign now. Hashtag
you,
Trump
bitch, you know resign. When you're on these tours, I have no idea what's going on in the world.
Oh, you come back and you'd be like, there's been a coup.
Right. Like, I have no idea what's going on in the world. I have not a clue. It's Trump resign. The hashtag Trump resign.
Because you know this whole, one of the big things is the government is on the
shutdown. Right.
And on top of the fact the government is shut down, there is a GoFundMe to build a wall. Do you know about this?
I heard about it. And like they have raised $12 million. Here's the thing. When white people want to get something done, my nigga, they have banded together. They have raised $12 million in 5 days to build a fucking wall.
Bitch, when Katya lost track of it, they gave her $80,000 in 3 days.
Did they?
Yes. Katya raised 80. You didn't know that Katya, when she lost
no.
her, she got $80,000.
Did she start a GoFundMe or someone did it on her behalf?
She started it. It was for her one woman show, Help Me, I'm Dying.
And she raised $80,000.
And then she quit drag.
Gag.
And then she quit drag.
And also, that's tax free, bitch. I mean, Trixie's money is taxed. I mean, Alaska money was taxed.
I know. Isn't that a gag?
I am girl, 12 million or billion?
Million. It's at $12 million.
And what are they trying to raise?
To build the wall.
What is the goal?
Oh, I think it's about $1 billion. So they're not going to reach their goal.
They're not, but that is a lot. $12 million.
It's crazy. It's crazy. God. But also remember, you remember who Trump said was going to pay for that wall?
A Mexico?
Yeah, you think any Mexicans?
Oh, the Mexican president was like, fuck off.
Yeah, under literally no circumstances, love.
Oh, he's Australian?
Yeah, the president of Mexico is actually Australian.
Do you know that the richest man in the world is Mexican?
I believe it. Is it a tequila guy?
I don't know.
No, it's Amazon.
I don't know, but the richest man in the world
is Mexican. No, it's the Amazon guy.
The richest man in the world is Mexican.
Is he the Amazon owner?
I have no idea what he is or who he is.
Okay, Google.
Oh, God.
Who is the richest man in the world?
I'm on the exchange.
Here is some information about the world.
I think you have old information. It is the Amazon guy.
That's not true.
It is 100% the owner of Amazon.
Cool, we have a computer right here with your little whack ass phone.
I mean, my phone is going to give you, according to Forbes, the richest man in the world is Jeff Bezos from Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yep. Not even kind of Mexican.
Oh, well, that's old information I have.
Fake news. All right. But yeah, no, I also, yeah, I don't, I mean, I believe if you're going to do something, just do it. You don't have to pick, I mean, it's fine to set milestones and dates where you're going to start doing more intense stuff, but like, just fucking do it.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Okay, so let's talk about some Drag Race drama. Okay, first of all, Gia Gunn is absolutely the villain of season of All Stars 4.
Not even All Stars 4. She's a villain in life, girl. She is a literal supervillain.
What do you think she's a villain?
She's just a monster. Dude, she did that whole ET thing, just literally not having a positive thing to say about any girl on the cast.
Terrible singer, cheap outfits, Bob the Drag Queen Shadow, horrible queen, bad person, horrible mother. I mean...
Like, everyone.
I saw her kick a kitten.
Everyone. And then there's a video that Jay DeFeo showed me of her. She was performing somewhere in, like, a burlesque outfit. And at the end, she goes, man, fuck RuPaul. RuPaul has done nothing but... I'm like, RuPaul is the reason you're fucking here, bitch.
He thought I was Gia Gunn for a second.
I just... And we've talked about this many times on this podcast. This trend of girls attacking RuPaul, like RuPaul is the public enemy number one. It just, every time it happens, it baffles me. I just don't get it.
How did you feel when Gia Gunn walked over to Pheromone during her deliberation with Monique and was like, I just want to say.
With me.
Was it with you?
Oh my God.
How did you feel?
Oh, bitch, I was, first of all, I was a little drunk. That's the real tea. I drank my cocktail, and Pheromone didn't want to drink hers because she was emotional, so I drank hers, too. So I was a little tipsy.
Why did no one pop off on Gia Gunn when she was over there harassing Pheromone?
Monique did. They didn't show it, though.
I'm like, bitch, go sit
Monique
down.
Did. Monique walked over. Monique was like, sis, I love you, but leave her. Leave her alone. Monique did.
Also, you know what Southerners do that I'm not into? You don't need to lead in with I love you. Go sit down.
You're Southern.
One, I don't love you, and go sit down. Go sit down, clown.
She is a monster. She's nasty, and I'm trying my best to be cordial on social media because, again, Drag Race.
This is social media.
I know this social media, but I've had it, girl. Like, the videos and stuff is like never. Every interview that she does, it is mean and nasty. And what she does is that she plays an angle that if you disagree with her or if you are not. Or if you contradict anything she say, then she flips it to make it seem like you're public enemy number two. The RuPaul number one.
Number two.
You know? So she does that. It's like mind games where you think, oh, I can't disagree with Gia or else I'm gonna be against her struggle and her life and her rights. And it's like, no, you can disagree with Gia and get her ass in check because she's being a fucking villain.
I will say this. I do love having her on the show though. Like, I'm
not, oh, having her on the show is great TV. Viewer,
I'm like, this is great TV. I'm so glad that she's arguing with people. And then she's like, you're, according to your group. Also, her reads.
Were laughable.
Her, like, this is literally one of the reads. Monique Hart, I know that we're both wearing similar outfits, but the difference is mine was carefully constructed and yours is not done as well as mine. Monet Exchange. You are standing before me and you think you are beautiful, but I don't.
Literally, that's what it was.
Vanilla. It's like,
it was so uncomfortable. Look, like, her and Pheromone had the most uncomfortable reads because they were just like, what is happening? It was like very like.
Can you remember some of them that didn't air?
Pheromone didn't really tell them. She would like say something. She'd like do her little chuck. She was like, Naomi Smalls. Oh, honey. Literally like that. I'm like, Pheromone, where's the jokes, girl?
So I'll do some tea. I helped Naomi write a lot of her reads.
And they were great.
Which I was very proud of. I helped her write the one that said, what was the one for Pheromone? Someone here that make me look smart. But yeah. Then she said something else about Pheromone. I can't remember what it was. But she came to me in Brooklyn and we like wrote out all of
her. Well, you, the one that you gave her about me, you said it to me 19 times. So I was like, I know this is about Joe.
What was it? Which one was
you're
it?
Like, you're like, well, Monet Exchange. This Monet chain, this Sponge Queen. Let's hope you can soak up some wind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Also, did she use the joke I said where I go, I'm so, look at the diversity of body types here. They have two big girls, and Latrice is both of them.
She didn't say that one. But, oh, my God, I had some, I wrote them down. I had some reads that they did not air. I don't know if I can even find them.
Oh, so you guys don't know this, but they also cut out some reads that were too problematic. Apparently, Monet and Manila both did Selena.
Oh, yeah, I'll say mine here.
And I'll try my best to tell Manila's.
Okay. So I was like, Valentina, you call yourself the drag Selena. Let's hope your career ends like hers did.
And then Manila said, looked at her and she goes, "Oh my God, Valentina! Did you like?" And she did it like it was a gun, and she goes, "Did you stone those tights?" So read go through your reads and read some reads
first. Oh, about Latrice.
You also had reads for girls who you thought would be there.
Yeah, I thought Angina was gonna be there, and the Angina one we both agreed it was very racy. Remember?
But, okay. What's your Mariah Balenciaga read?
I was like,
I can't be this one.
You can give me that one. I was like, okay, Google, who is Mariah Balenciaga? On your season, you were known for serving face. Now you're known for serving the Blooming Onion at Applebee's.
I wrote that.
You did write that one. That's a good one. I was like, Blooming Onion, the Urban Dictionary for the Blooming Onion, the Urban Dictionary term for Trinity Taylor's ass.
That is funny.
I know she wasn't there. I went in on Latrice. They didn't show any of my Latrice jokes. I was like RuPaul. I was so happy I was so happy to be a vendor at DragCon this year. You know, speaking of cons, hey, Latrice.
Oh, that, I gave you that one too.
All right, Bob. I know you gave it to me. I was like, did they arrest you before or after you climbed the Empire State Building? I did say that one. One time, Latrice wanted to eat a little Mexican, to which she promptly took a bite out of little Kenny Michaels. So she's not just hungry; she's also a racist. That's so stupid. I tried to do this one. I was like. I forgot who it was. I was like, oh, Monique Hart. On the plus side, congratulations for all of your late Monique Hart. On the plus side, congratulations on all of your weight loss. On the negative side, it looks like Darian or Latrice found it all. I too put it to Latrice's name.
A joke I wrote for I never got to use it for Monique on the Battle Rose was, I don't know if you guys don't know this, but Monique Hart is actually she's Native American, and judging by her complexion, I say she's Apache.
Cracker had a good one too. Oh, Cracker had a great one about that too, but I forgot what it was. You would get a cackle. You know, Cracker's fucking hysterical. Yeah, I don't know.
Your Manila lasagna jokes?
Oh, I was like, oh, good looking Manila. Kimchi, you look great. And they said the emphasis on lose one, and I forgot. Oh, I just would kill fashion.
Or you could say, Team Manila, get your lose on.
Oh,
time to get your lose on.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, I said this pheromone when they didn't air it. I was like, pheromone, you're like a Capri Sun with a pink, what? With a pink with, but instead of shoving a straw down. Oh, that was a little, maybe that's why it was a little much.
Wait, read it. I'll read it. You're like a Capri Sun with a pink straw, but instead of shoving down your throat is some old man's dick.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was a lot. That was like a Gia Gunn read, girl.
Pheromone, I know that you're a complete whore. I think that maybe taking a dick and shoving it down your throat makes you a Capri Sun.
I was like, Darian Lake, is there someone fatter named Darian Ocean? You gave me that one. I think Darian Lake was the first queen to be relieved that Drag Race didn't involve running.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good joke. So we have to show him.
Are you going to be doing the haters roast?
I am. Can you help me write some jokes?
I am.
Why can't you write jokes?
Will you pay me?
Absolutely not. Paul, the amount of work I've done for you for free, but I'm going to pay for some jokes?
Well, I don't know that I can help you.
He going to help me, America.
I've helped other girls write jokes in the past, and they pay me, honey. You still owe me for these jokes. Honey. Miss thing is honey.
Wait, the thing. I'll ask Bob to help you write jokes, and Bob will literally wait till the last minute to help me write the jokes.
No.
Like this. When I left for All Stars, you waited like the night or the day before to help me.
No, what happened was, Naomi asked me to help her write some jokes so early in advance. So I helped her, and then you came to me, but I had already written all the jokes. And I was like, well, Monet, I've already helped someone, and Monet waits till the last minute. Monet will wait for 2 days before she goes, and I call her the next day, and she'll be like, you wait till the last day. That's the real tea. That's the rapid real tea. That's the real tea, honey. We need to talk about the Gia Gunn versus Aquaria, because Aquaria went on her live recently. So Aquaria was, like, trashing Gia on her...
Rightfully so.
Oh, my God. On her Instagram Live, which is hilarious because the whole thing she's doing is she's wearing this bunny rabbit filter.
I know, the fucking bunny filter on it. And I think Aquaria made very valid points. But also the little fish, because Aquaria has had some questionable behavior herself too as a reigning queen.
You can have questionable behavior and still call out questionable
behavior. Absolutely. And I think that for the most part, Aquaria has done a great job as being the new current fucking reigning.
Okay, whoa. There was only ever one current fucking reigning. Everyone else was just current reigning. Let's get that clear, honey.
Anyway, Aquaria has been a great fucking example of how to win Drag Race and be great. And listen, no one's fucking perfect. Yeah, she may have missed some dates here and there and the other, but I think she's doing a great thing calling out this problematic ass girl.
And I like Aquaria.
I love Aquaria.
And to be fair, honest, I gotta say this about Jigun. I don't know enough about Jigun. I've had very few interactions with her, and every time they've been perfectly lovely. I've also never competed with Jigun. Me and Jigun did a couple of episodes of Spilling the Tea with Billboard Pride, and she was lovely. She did one thing on set that I thought was very rude.
Spill it. Talk about it. Don't be a pussy. But no, Jigun,
I will say it was on the show. It wasn't behind the scenes. Jigla Caliente told a story about her sexual assault. She told her Me Too story, and Jigun asked her if she thought it was her, if she blamed herself for putting herself in that situation. And at the time, I was so dumb. I didn't know what to say. I was like, can I believe she just victim blamed Jigla Caliente on this platform? And Peppermint stepped forward and was like, okay, you don't get to blame victims.
Good.
Peppermint was, she was the one who stepped, because I think, she said it to Jiggly while Jiggly was still crying.
Gag.
Jiggly was still crying.
Gag.
And telling the story. And Jigun was like, but don't you kind of blame yourself?
Gag.
For putting yourself in the situation. And I was like, oh, I could not believe she said it. I was so shocked. Jiggly was still crying. Aja was being Aja, and Peppermint being the brilliant, smart, articulate woman she is, was like, okay, we're not going to victim shame. We're not going to make it seem like sex work is bad. And, you know, bippity boppity boo.
I live for Peppermint.
Peppers everything.
She is literally the best.
Peppers everything except on time.
Peppermint, gotta love her, girl. I remember one time when she covered for you at the Monster, and you know, Bobby used to have this call time.
Yeah. How crazy that people have to show up at work.
Okay,
on a
the
time.
Call time that you never fucking showed up for.
I was okay. First of all, while you talking, I was always early to the Monster because I was coming from Hardware. I was already in full drag. I was never late to the Monster.
Well, after you got on the show, she got a new attitude, honey. That promptly shifted.
Yeah, I was
anyway.
Good from my head to my shoes. No, I got a new attitude.
And the closet was like 11 o'clock. Peppermint fully came to the Monster at 12:30. Like, what's good? I was like, word, Peppermint. I would live.
Pepp was like, I get that when I get there. I heard they were having to start Head Up the Hills 30 minutes late. I'm scared. You know Valentina's legendarily late. I'm like,
oh, this live is going to be everything.
They're going to have to air an episode of The Simpsons. Like, just play The Simpsons. Valentina's still getting
right.
ready.
Right.
Is it
no.
true?
No. But she has a makeup artist now. Okay, here's the...
Because she has to do like that 90s style makeup.
No. She has a... She will follow her to her gigs now.
Wait, on Valentina has a full...
Chi-Chi... is Valentina's makeup artist, and bitch,
No.
Her name was Chi-Chi LaRue, I think.
Not Chi-Chi LaRue, that's the porn director.
Oh, there's some. Her name is Chi-Chi something. I met her during press week. She's Valentina's makeup artist. She can recreate Valentina. She's a fierce makeup artist, and Valentina pays her to do her face every time.
Okay, I'm obsessed with Valentina. Oh, can we just have a brief discussion about how she
it is the best.
She's like such a goddess on All Stars. She looked perfect walking in the door.
Mm-hmm.
She no shave on a. She killed that lip sync.
She did. I agree with that.
She is doing such a good job. Like, yeah. I am just obsessed with Valentina.
I love her.
During Valentina season, I couldn't see it for. I was like, why is this bitch acting crazy? And then I tour with her and I realized this bitch isn't fucking acting.
Right.
She is crazy.
She's a crazy person.
She is, you know who she reminds me of?
Who?
Bibi Zahara Benet. Like how Bibi is feeling
Bibi
the
is
fantasy
very crazy,
24 hours a day. Bibi wakes up in the fantasy.
It's like, oh yeah, Miss Bob the Drag Queen girl. Oh yes, honey. Oh yes, honey.
Yes. She's a Bibi. Bibi Zahara Mexicane. I mean, she is literally the Mexican version of Bibi Zahara.
Yeah, and filming with
I love Bibi.
Yeah, filming with Valentina, I was like, oh, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid now. I am obsessed with Valentina.
I am a member of the cult. I'm going to the Church of Valentina.
I got your candle.
I get why the fans are obsessed with her. And she's just, also, she's incredibly talented.
Oh, she's great.
She is incredibly talented, and I get it.
On set, we would, every morning, Valentina would have to have her coffee, but not just any regular coffee. She would have the French, she would make them make her French, we call it the French Vanilla Fantasy. And every morning, she had to have her French Vanilla Fantasy before she did her confessionals. It was, we would just be like, French Vanilla, French Vanilla. Girl, French Vanilla. So we just refer to it as the French Vanilla Fantasy the entire time.
Is it true that she took 10 hours to get ready for the promo?
Yes.
That is not
Valentina got there at 7 a.m. And she was not ready to film her thing until 5 o'clock.
That's not possible.
That was the
If you are doing your makeup over the course of 10 hours, what you did at the beginning won't even look good anymore.
I don't know how. She just resets it with powder. She took her 10 hours to get ready. From 7. She got there before. She got there when I got there at 7 a.m. She was not done doing her makeup until 5 p.m.
We should do a 10-hour makeup challenge one day.
I could not even do that.
You and I will sit down in your brand new apartment, and over the course of 10 hours, we will nonstop do our makeup.
Well, what it is?
In the end, your face will be an inch thick.
What it is with her is that she does something, then she walks over, she's like, well, Nick, girl, let me tell you, you need to wear more blush. And she talks to you for like 10 minutes or 20 minutes, and she go back, do something else, and she come back. Like, that's what it is. It's like, she's like, I need to feel the fantasy. She's like, I'm not going to getting all of this and not feel the full fantasy, Monet.
You know what she used to say to people? Because she was always late to the meet and greet. They would say to people, Valentine, you need to hurry up for the meet and greet. And she'd always go, mi amor, I am not like the other girls. She would literally say, like, we would be standing right there, and she'd be like, I am not like the other girls. I cannot rush. I have to be beautiful.
I love her.
I can't be like them. She would gesture to us. We're all just kind of like, I can't be like them. And we're all sitting looking stupid. I mean, so one time we had a big meeting where they were like, we have to have a discussion about being on time. And I was sitting there and I was like, no, we need to have a discussion with Valentina about being on time. And Valentina was sitting right next to me. And Valentina was like, listen, I am late every day. Do you want me to be angry every day? I can't be upset. You mean to be upset because I'm late? I can't be upset every single day. But also, I was like, y'all knew what y'all was getting. Y'all knew she was late when y'all hired her.
Right.
Like, what is... let me try now, just for the record, Valentina is amazing. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I believe it. I believe in Valentina. I am excited about her album. I'm excited about her rent live. I get it. It took me too long, but I finally get it.
I love it. Well, when the couple of days I covered on Work the World last year, and me and her were doing a meet and greet together, and Valentina would not finish her eye makeup by the meet and greet. So she'd wear glasses.
The glasses.
So she'd have phone glasses on, and the fans would come and be like, Valentina, can you please take off your glasses so that we can take the picture? No, mi amor.
And then take the picture.
And like, please, like, no.
Have you seen the picture of Valentina swatting away a fan's arm and trying to hug her?
No, I want to see that.
It's so funny.
Yes.
I am obsessed with Valentina. I'm so excited about Rent Live. I genuinely think she's going to be the best part of the show. Not even kidding.
I agree.
Not even kidding.
No, Brandon Victor Dixon is fierce.
The guy from Jesus Christ Superstar as well?
Yeah.
He's great.
Oh, he's amazing.
But Valentina's going to be the best part of the show.
Collins and Angel are going to be
great. Collins is going to be amazing. Valentina will steal the show. Mark my words.
Why do you think
Emmy?
So?
Emmy nominations, honey.
No.
Honey.
No. Angel is also not even a very...
supporting role, honey. Okay, maybe she won't get an Emmy nomination, but... Also, Delta Work. I wanted to be the first drag race girl to win an Emmy. Delta Work fucking beat me, too.
She got you, girl.
She fucking beat me. Valentina.
Can you get Emmys for commercials?
I don't know.
Well, bitch, I hope so. You are so shady.
We'll post a video on our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page? On our website. We have a website.
You have a website.
Oh my god, guys, if you want to become a true sibling, you can support us on our Patreon. It will help us make better content. Y'all always talk about how our sound quality is kind of crunchy. Y'all see our crunchy ass green screens. We are trying to get some Trixie and Katya level professionalism up in this bitch.
Professional.
So if you guys go to our Patreon and if you guys give, then our content will just get, it'll become a higher and higher quality each time. Go to SiblingRivalryPodcast.com and click on support. Sibling Rivalry is proudly presented by The Only Productions. We'd like to thank Mitch Farina, our executive producer, and you, the fans, and especially all of our siblings who have joined us on Patreon.
Yes.
We really thank a lot of the listeners, but the siblings, we really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Your fiscal contributions really help our podcast.
All right, calm down, bitch.
So email PBS and viewers like you.
And viewers like you, yeah.
And listeners like y'all.
And hey! What a wonderful
Arthur PBS. Did not watch Arthur. Was not a nerd.
Loser. Thank you guys. Peace.